This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, yesterday and assured him India's continued support to Sri Lanka under the ongoing operation Sagar Bandhu in providing rescue and relief to distressed persons. Mr. Modi assured that India, in line with its vision, Mahasagar, and its established position as the first responder, will continue to extend all necessary assistance in the coming days as Sri Lanka undertakes rehabilitation efforts, resumes public services, and works toward restoring livelihoods across the impacted regions. During the conversation, President Dissanayake also conveyed his deep gratitude for India's assistance in the wake of the disaster and appreciated the swift deployment of rescue teams and relief material. He also conveyed the appreciation of the people of Sri Lanka for India's timely and effective response efforts. The Prime Minister also expressed his condolences on the loss of lives and widespread devastation in Sri Lanka in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa. Government has issued directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets to verify the genuineness of mobile handsets. Department of Telecommunications has directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to ensure that the Sanchar Sathi mobile application is pre-installed on all mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. It said that pre-installed Sanchar Sathi application should readily be visible and accessible to the end users at the time of first use or device setup. The department added that the functionalities of the application should not be disabled or restricted. The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam will begin today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will jointly inaugurate the event aimed at strengthening ties between the North and the South. The grand opening ceremony will take place at Navoghat this evening. We have more details.
The heart of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0 lies in its theme, Let's Learn Tamil. That means Tamil Karakalam. This edition places Tamil language learning at the center of its vision, carrying forward the belief that all Indian languages belong to a shared Bharatiya Bhasha family. At the inaugural ceremony, traditional artists from Kashi and Tamil Nadu will perform together on a stage, showcasing a wonderful confluence of diverse Indian culture. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The Atal Pension Yojana APY has crossed 8.34 crore enrollments. This was stated by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in a reply to a question in Lok Sabha yesterday. Women constitute 48% of the total subscribers, reflecting significant participation from female beneficiaries across the country. Launched in May 2015, APY aims to build a universal social security system for citizens, particularly workers in the unorganized sector. The scheme is open to individuals aged 18 to 40 years who have a savings bank or post office account. Subscribers receive pension benefits after turning 60, and benefits are expected to begin dispersal from 2035 onward. India has been invited for the first time to chair the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA. On behalf of India, Chief Election Commissioner CEC Ganesh Kumar will assume the chairship of International IDEA at Stockholm in Sweden tomorrow. Over India's chairship, CEC Ganesh Kumar said that today the entire world knows and acknowledges the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India. He further said that it is a moment of great pride for all the citizens and election workers of India. In women's hockey, the Indian junior team began its campaign in the FIH Junior Women's World Cup with a 13-0 win against Namibia in Santiago, Chile. With this win, India climbed to the top of the table. In men's hockey, India will be up against Switzerland in the final group league encounter ahead of the knockout stage at the FIH Junior Men's World Cup in Madurai, Tamil Nadu today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.